This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Dr. Fauci admits that he is in favor of investigating China over the origins of COVID-19. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
In an interview between Dr. Anthony Fauci and PolitiFact editor Katie Sanders, Dr. Fauci changed his position on the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and where the fault of the outbreak could lie. Earlier, Dr. Fauci rejected any thought that COVID-19 spawned from the Level 4 Wuhan Institute of Virology. But now, when asked about its natural origins, he responded, saying, "No, I'm not convinced about that. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, what exactly happened. I'm perfectly in favor of any investigation that looks into the origin of the virus." 1 year ago, Dr. Fauci completely disregarded the possibility, labeling it conspiracy theory. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee have been skeptical of officials dismissing the theory that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And on May 19, 2021, they released a report that reveals significant circumstantial evidence to back up their claims. That same report insinuates that the U.S. government may have funded and even collaborated in the gain-of-function research that led to the global pandemic. The report describes China's history of research lab leaks resulting in infections, warnings issued by the U.S. diplomats in China as early as 2017 that the Wuhan lab was conducting dangerous research on coronaviruses without following necessary safety protocols. The Chinese military was also involved with the Wuhan lab, which has a documented biological weapons program. The report also chronicles multiple attempts by the Chinese Communist Party to cover up the true circumstances of the COVID-19 outbreak. Even the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, conceded that there is a possibility that a lab leaked the virus that started this pandemic. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, stated that the Chinese regime was not transparent from the beginning. As this origin story of the COVID-19 pandemic continues to unfold, and even celebrated experts like Dr. Fauci are changing their stance on its true source, fact-checking entities like PolitiFact are quietly removing their false labels from articles. They say that, when this fact-check was first published in September 2020, PolitiFact sources included researchers who asserted that COVID-19 could not have been manipulated. That assertion is now more widely disputed. For that reason, we are removing this fact-checked from our database, pending a more thorough review. Currently, we consider this claim to be unsupported of evidence and in dispute. As Jesus said in Luke 8, everything that is hidden will be seen. Everything that is secret will be known and come out to be seen. Pray for the truth to be revealed and our world to be healed. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.